Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hello there. We are having a great show today with Drew Tillman in studio and Soren talking about Tallahassee's music scene, the work of these two musicians, composers, songwriters, performers. It's going to be fantastic. So stay with me. And I've got Miriam Dady with another guest in the Business Spotlight.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
I take care of the whole person, interweaved throughout our office visits. Yeah. If we're talking about a general medical office visit,
right.
I'm counseling patients on how to structure their life.
Dr. Mignon talking about helping you maintain your health.
If you're overdoing things and patients walk in and say, oh my gosh, I feel so stressed out, or even young people, a 16-year-old could feel stressed out. And what does that really mean? I mean, people throw that term around, but I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't have any time for myself. I'm not sleeping well. I'm exhausted when I wake up in the morning. Well, what are we going to do? So to help people adjust their mind or their thinking or their perception and their plan to change that.
Your family, your health, your doctor. Dr. Mignon with Health and Wellness Centers of North Florida. Call or click 850-656-2006 or TallahasseeHealthandWellness.com. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hello there. We are about to embark upon a musical journey here. We have in studio for the entire show today, Drew Tillman, who many of you know and love for his music, his contribution to Tallahassee's music scene is well established and well known. His participation here with us has been quite frequent as artists go. We love having Drew with us. And on this occasion, I've got Soren in studio with Drew, who, for his part, is a Tallahassee native, my oldest son, who has for the last 18 years, I think, better, maybe 20, been at this business of creating for himself a career as a musician and a visual artist, composer, songwriter, performer, both in terms of the visual and the musical side of his work. Then it has lent itself to a stage presentation that is coming about in the form of an opera that he's been working on for at least a decade. So with the likes of these two fellas, we thought, why not bring them together at this time as we look forward to the celebration of art and music in Tallahassee? Here we are, the middle of March. By this time next month, we will be enjoying things like Word of South that comes up April the 8th through the 10th. That weekend, and then prior to that, through the week, we have the Tallahassee Music Week, which is described as a 10-day celebration of music in the capital city. That's April 2nd through the 10th. And in April as well, we have the Chain of Parks Art Festival, which is, of course, the Lemoyne Festival, Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts, brings us Chain of Parks Art Festival, which comes up April 16th and 17th. So with all of that coming at us here in the weeks ahead, we thought, what a great opportunity. We've got Soren visiting in the Tallahassee area. He's just come off of a concert in Okeechobee, part of a tour that he's participating in. And that's to say, he is here for this a few days and then off to South by Southwest in Austin, and then back to the West Coast, and then up through Oregon and Washington. He's got some dates up in Seattle. Drew, wow, he's working on a new album that's about to release, and he's got a reunion. Many of you know him from his work with 911, the band that played locally and around the country for many years. Great musicians, great music. And in doing that, they're having this second reunion of 911 that comes up in August, so that's a ways out. We're going to talk with both of them about the local music scene, and we're going to talk about the creative process that they both endure. And I say endure because it is not without its hazards, and I liken it to kind of a combination of having to paint a very, very large edifice. There's just one stroke at a time, preparing a very detailed meal that has to be served in such a fashion that people can then participate in that meal. It is a creative process, I think, that goes about as deep as one can go in one's own mind, soul, heart experiences. And both of them will speak to that for themselves individually. For us, I think as a community, Tallahassee is now presented with opportunities like Word of South and Tallahassee Music Week and Chain of Parks Art Festival, these kinds of things that underscore what it is that Tallahassee is offering, what it is that Tallahassee brings to us as people who benefit from the work of these artists in whatever medium they're working. Those of us who find ourselves looking to Tallahassee more so for good music and art, stage presentation, literature, recognizing that Tallahassee is finding its way. And of course, that remains our downbeat here. That's our theme as we try to better bring to you what it is Tallahassee is talking about. Well, this week we're talking about music with Sorn and with Drew Tillman. Now, in that capacity, I think it's fair to say that there are a lot of artists that go unnoticed, and I mean musical artists. And so we're doing something with our efforts there with something we call Moose Magnificat. Okay, so Moose Magnificat itself is a creative enterprise that we have imagined for some time. This is a stage show that will be released in months ahead. But as it goes, we want to be able to participate in the community's contributions. We want to be able to say, hey, here are musical artists, musicians, and performers who bring to us that Tallahassee flavor on a given evening in a collective way. So Moose Magnificat as a stage show will happen with that kind of eclectic aspect to it, a presentation of music and humor and even perhaps poetry reading or skits or whatever we're doing. It is truly intended to be a reflection of what Tallahassee has to offer the world. We're doing that with the idea of making it a recurring event. So every quarter we'll go out to one of the vintage venues around the area, whether it's the Dixie Theater or Goodwood, Monticello Opera House, or perhaps the Leaf over there in Quincy. Gaston Music Theater. We think this is a great way of helping to not only celebrate who we are, but bring us together a little bit more closely, for us to all to look at who we are in a way that perhaps we were unfamiliar. We don't realize how much great music is about us, and we want to be a part of that conversation. We've begun by providing you an online opportunity. So you can go to moosemagnificat.com, and yes, you get to listen to local music happening online with our radio station, Moose Magnificat. It's going on even now. So I encourage you to go and listen. We continue to add to that playlist with local artists as they bring us their music. And if you're one of those folks, and if you've got music you'd like us to include in the rotation, please do that. You can contact us through the show. If you want to go to topics@TallahasseeTalks.com, that's a great way to reach out to us. Or you can visit us on Facebook at Moose Magnificat, there on Facebook. Or you can go to the website and you can contact us there too, moosemagnificat.com. All kinds of ways that we're available to you. But for today's show, we're going to spend the rest of what we have in front of us with these two fine gentlemen, Soren and Drew Tillman. We'll be back with that conversation right after this. Stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Trucking Hard Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Trucking Hard Concepts. People with their cars, we're number one by far. Bed liners, bed caps, toys to throw your money at. Car stereos, car alarms, things for all you soccer moms. Detail and diamond play, parts to fix your tailgate. Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. People with their cars, we're number one by far. Exterior accessories, gift kits for your mud needs. Mud tires, nice wheels, everyone will get a deal. Window tinting, that's a must. Come on out and visit us. Truck and Car Concepts. One-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts. Everything is here from A to Z.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for this week's Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by PushTheEnvelope.biz.
Hello there, I'm Miriam Dady. Welcome to Tallahassee Business Spotlight. I want to welcome everyone into my friendship with Philip Croton. Thank you so much, Philip, for being here with me.
It's lovely to be here with you again. Very nice. Thank you.
Tallahassee Business Spotlight, if you've listened before, you know that I sometimes go off track, especially toward the arts. And Philip, who is a friend from theater projects in the past, I saw him recently and we began talking again, and he's involved in a production with Shakespeare Festival. Tell me what's going on right now.
Okay, Southern Shakespeare's got a lot actually happening and in the pipeline. At the moment, we're touring a production called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged, which is a three-person show. And we're off to Apalachicola to do a visit to the Dixie Theatre and try and bring Shakespeare to the Big Bend. It's great fun. It's really Monty Python meets William Shakespeare, basically. But it's a great, very funny show, and we're thoroughly enjoying it, and it's been very well received, so that's very exciting. We're looking forward, of course, to our main stage production, which will be The Comedy of Errors at Cascades Park, and we're also rehearsing our junior company called The Bardlings in The Tempest. Both of those will be going on in April 15, 16, and 17 in Cascades, and it's free Shakespeare in the Park, and we're very happy and excited about doing it.
What are those dates again?
It's the April 15th, 16th, and 17th. It's in the evening on the Friday and the Saturday I think gates open at 5:30. I think the main show goes up at 8, but you can check all these details on our webpage, which is southernshakes.org. And yes, on the Sunday, the Bardlings would be performing The Tempest on the main stage. Last year we did A Midsummer Night's Dream, and even though the weather was inclement most of the time, we managed to get every show going, and we had over 4,000 people come to see us, and we're hoping to increase that number this year.
Oh, I know you're going to. I know you're going to. People saw it last year. They are coming back, and they're going to bring their friends. And a great, fun show like Shakespeare Unabridged, when you think of the volume of work and words Shakespeare put into...
According to my research, which is part of the play, of course, there are 1,122 roles in Shakespeare's work, which is way too many.
Yeah. And yes, to see that crammed into 90 minutes is a blast.
It's great fun, yeah. The second half is basically Hamlet, but prior to that, we look at Romeo and Juliet in a bit more depth, but the rest kind of are just mentioned in passing. We do all the comedies as one lump of hilarity. That's right. But
yeah,
fun show.
Yeah. That, you know, you had mentioned to me, and I want you to expound a little bit more on exposing young people to Shakespeare that maybe think it's just dry dust.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's a case in most schools where it's taught as a thing they have to study and not necessarily of choice. Mm. And Shakespeare, if you just start reading it, can be very dry and very difficult to decipher and understand. But Shakespeare was never meant to be read. Shakespeare's meant to be performed and to be seen and to be stood up and acted in. And that's what I try and do. Although Southern Shakespeare Festival is our main point of our year, the education department works year round. And just recently I've been into various high schools and middle schools. I've done a lot of work at RA and at Lincoln. I'm just about to go into Leon and to Sale, going into Cobb. And when I go into the schools, my aim is to try and bring Shakespeare alive for the students so that they don't feel it's a dusty, boring, dead language, but actually very vibrant and alive, and the stories that he tells are relevant to today and to the children themselves. So it's great fun, and by bringing the drama games into it and having them stand on their feet and play some famous roles, you know, it encourages them, I think, to enjoy the great work of Shakespeare.
Yeah, it really, when I think about an example of comparing reading a symphony orchestration to hearing
absolutely
a symphony orchestration, that's the same kind of difference.
It is. You can have two children actually just say the lines of Romeo and Juliet, for instance, and all of a sudden the passion in their voice comes through, and rather than just reading it as a clever words on a page, you know, it does transform into living and seeing an actor, of course, you relate to that person and you relate to his performance and so on. So yes, it's a great thing to do, and I'm very sort of lucky to do it, but I thoroughly enjoy it, and I'm hoping to keep doing it for the rest of the year, going to other colleges as well, and TCC and so
That's
on.
That's good.
And we've got a project coming up where we're going to try and bring an after-school club into our festival as well. So we'll be working with them on the south side of Tallahassee from next month. I think we're starting that.
So good.
And also, I've got to mention that a thing come up on the 29th of March. We have a Will Lookalike competition, which is the evening for that will be at the Doubletree Hilton, who are one of the co-sponsors along with Cigar Tallahassee. And it's basically you can send a selfie of yourself to our webpage. It can be just at will@southernshakes.org. And if you are in the final running, there's $1,000 in cash prizes up for grabs.
Boy.
Yep, and you can do makeup ones as well. So you could even do it, Miriam. You could, you know, get the makeup out. I think $500 for the most natural Shakespeare and $500, or it's split, I think, but for those who use the most creative makeup and become Shakespeare.
Oh, my gosh. So they don't show up at Shakespeare. They do a selfie.
Do a selfie first, and then there's an evening when we have the winners coming together and everybody else who wants to join us, of course.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
The Doubletree on, I'll just tell the date, it's 29th of March. Yeah, it's the Doubletree from 5 till 7 in the evening.
Oh, that's great. And where do they send the selfie again?
Again, it's to will@southernshakes.org. So it's just
like
Southern
it.
Shakes. If you remember Southern Shakes, that's our main page, and you can get to all our activities and events from there.
Good. Outside of Shakespeare, what's happening in Tallahassee? What's coming up?
There's just so much theatre, isn't there?
It's really
wonderful.
Is.
I came here from sleepy little Port St. Joe to Tallahassee. I didn't expect to be completely inundated with all the theatres available, you know, with the FSU and local productions, community theatre. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'm just starting a project about to go into rehearsals for a 2 one-act plays for the Irish Repertory Theatre, which are one's called the Donoghue Sisters and one's called the Galway Girls, which will be on at Theatre. It used to be called Little Theatre, didn't it? I think it's just called Theatre Tallahassee now, in the Coffee House, and that'll be at the beginning of May. And I'm hoping to gather a really good cast. I'm here actually on bended knee at the moment. But it's a great, very funny show, and it'll be a dinner theatre with lots of lovely Irish food and, you know, Irish stew, potatoes, and maybe a drop of Jameson or two.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. You know, there is quite an Irish community in this area.
Absolutely, yeah. I know St. Patrick's Day is great fun here, you know.
Oh,
that's right, yeah.
And if you have some food and a little whiskey here and there, I think that the turnout's going to be, you'll turn
and
away
they're
the door.
They're very funny plays too. One's very poignant. It's about a story of a couple's life, and the other one is three sisters meeting, who one lives in New York, one in London, and one has stayed behind, and it's the three sisters coming together when their dad's not well. But it's a very funny and very at times dark play.
Yeah.
A bit
well,
Irish.
If it's Irish.
Exactly.
That's great.
Cool.
So basically, I really want to encourage Tallahassee to get out there, support the arts. I want businesses to do everything they can to become a part. It's the cheapest money you can spend.
Absolutely. I mean, Southern Shakespeare's.
The most branding impact.
Exactly right. And we had to say 4,000 people last year coming to our show, plus all the publicity before and after. And we couldn't do it without sponsors. You know,
right.
we're a non-profit organization.
Yeah.
The fact that I can get into schools is because of the generosity of our sponsors and people who join and become members of our of Southern Shakespeare and make donations. And we couldn't do it without the people out there helping us. And we do appreciate it.
Good, good, good. Phil, thanks for being here.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I love it every time. And thank you for joining us for Tallahassee Business Spotlight. I'm Miriam Dady.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Here we are again, my friend, with an opportunity that doesn't come this way very often for yours truly, in which I have the chance to bring a couple of very accomplished and capable artists, musicians themselves, songwriters, performers. Say what you will, these are the folks that are examples of people who have been out there, who stay out there in this world of music and entertainment and such. And so I've invited Sorn to be with us here today. How are you, sir?
Doing really well, thank
Looking
you.
Looking good.
Thank you so much.
Love the garb.
Appreciate that.
Yes,
thank you.
You got a good look going on. I'm real pleased.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Shut up. And then we have our very good friend, Drew Tillman. How are you, Mr. Perfect?
I am just perfect. I'm doing well. And I'm kind of mad because he looks better than I do.
Doesn't that drive you nuts? Geez, I know,
just,
I hate that.
Just
come on,
it hurts.
Golly.
It's
just not fair.
Deep down.
I woke
inside.
Up like this.
That's right. Yeah, he just gets up out of bed. He just looks
right.
Gorgeous. Golly.
Britney Spears has nothing on it.
So with that introduction, it's a pleasure to have you guys. And you know, we started out this week thinking about how we would talk about among other things, the music scene in Tallahassee, such as it is. But as you know very well, for me, it's a question of exploration. It's always a question of finding out whether, in fact, there is something happening there worth talking about. And I kind of think that there is. And you two are better able then to talk about the music scene in Tallahassee, perhaps, and we'll say music in general as an industry and as the culture goes, you know, what's happening with you personally in your own careers. Now, this is looking forward, but within the next 3 or 4 weeks, we've got the Tallahassee Music Week. Music Festival, and Word of South that comes right in that same middle of April. Both of those are new arrivals on the scene, and both of them are in only their second year. So these were two separate ideas happened to come together last year for the first time. But both of them, for me, represent a turning point, I think, and that's what I want you guys to talk about. When you find yourself in this sleepy little southern town in Tallahassee, and yet you have people like Mark Mustian, who muscles his way through and makes Word of South come about, digging deep into his own pocket and throwing down. I mean, mm-hmm. He's had some help, thankfully, but that was he was the visionary, and he was the guy who really put it out there.
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
pushing the envelope.
And then you got Rick Miner over here, yeah. who has yeah. this concept of Tallahassee Music Week, and he has personally committed time and resource. And again, thankfully, there's a host of folks that are part of that effort. When you think about the way your music has developed, you have, over the years, recognized an evolution in your own styling. And Soren, as it became your handle for your followers, took on some different meaning from where you began. And folks, you know, I've had the opportunity to watch that happen because he is my oldest son, and being a part of that in his life from his even his very early beginnings, I'll have to say, honestly, but certainly in your early adulthood, things really started to shape up for you. And I thought maybe you could just talk about what you observe personally in your own pursuit of this, because it's not without its frustration, and you know, in some ways, it's just flat out painful, I think.
Well, what adventure is painless, you know? I think it, you know, talking about family, it goes back to that, and the beginning of all of this for me started with really holding the question, why do I deserve to make art? And Nietzsche says, he who has a why to live can bear almost any how. And with that adage in mind, I thought, well, isn't that really the thing, is to get to the why? Why is it that we do what we do? What is the need? What is the essence of it that we feel compelled to share with people? And it started with a recording of me singing and making beats as a two-year-old. My brother Carl and my grandfather and mother just sitting around sharing songs. And I thought, okay, as a two-year-old, I'm making beats and I'm singing. And the beats are kind of sound sort of, you know, polyrhythmic. So maybe I go that way of finding that root element and then exploring that. And then in combination with that, recognizing that as a creative, I've always found myself interested in fusing mediums, taking a visual art piece and finding the song in it. What does a color sound like? What does a song look like? And so all of the incarnations of that presentation, whether it be on record or in a live performance, were the ongoing experiment.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, growing up, you know, you start with what you know, with who's around you.
Yeah.
And like so many things in life, I think that pursuit in and of itself is one where you're continually finding new ideas, new ways of presenting, letting go of old things, and then other things that seem to just continue on, you know. Mm-hmm. And so over the years, I found that those continuous parts were the voice, exploring that emotive inner self, you know, really focusing on refining and allowing for that to come out in its purest form.
And you know, what I noticed from my vantage point, and I have an advantage, I guess, in that I could see that struggle. You know, I knew that you were trying to find your voice, and it's been remarkable to hear that, and even in your visual art to see that changing over time. Drew, you've experienced some of that too, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, as a songwriter, as a singer, as a performer.
I'm fighting for it here.
Yeah.
We just did the Tallahassee Songwriters Festival.
Right.
And we partnered with the Tallahassee Museum.
Yeah.
And we brought in, and we did okay. It was for the first outing, but I wanted, there's a lot of people that, there's so much art here and writing that I wanted to have the opportunity for people to sit up there and to do their art and to expect nothing but, oh, here we go. This is the artist. He's singing what he does and nothing else. Yep. You're not going to hear a radio song. You're not going to hear anything but the music, and then have the opportunity to talk about where it comes from. You know, for me, the music comes from a mysterious kind of place inside me that I don't really know, and I struggle to connect with it. So, and I do it every night every single night when I go out on stage, because I think the audience deserves it. If they're going to listen to me, I might as well give them everything I have. And it's not a work ethic, but it is, but it's more really finding my art every night. And when I sing the same songs every night, I find something different, you know, in the song, and I connect, and hopefully sometimes it's really weird that all the emotion and all the things go out, and I'm just kind of conduit, and I'm not really feeling as much. And then there's sometimes when I'm completely floating and where everything is just effortless. I'm not even thinking.
Wow.
So
talking with Drew Tillman here and Soren as we spend the day, spend this next hour and half that remains, talking about music, talking about art, Tallahassee, and all things related. So you stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking with Soren, with Drew Tillman. Keep going. What are you talking about?
It's just, you know, connecting with your heart, connecting with your soul. And you do it on two levels. You do it visually. And that's something when you create a piece, it's done. How do you connect?
Right. I think there's a big need in the culture for that reconnection. One of the things that I'll do is these vocal workshops with people. So when I do a tour, I'll take a afternoon before a show and throw up the invite, and I'll get between 30 and 50 people. There's a Zimbabwean proverb: if you can talk, you can sing. If you can walk, you can dance. And I think that a lot of the conditioning has been, no, you're not a good singer, so you shouldn't even try, or you're, you know, you know, this sort of the anorexic model thing, where all of these people are comparing themselves to a standard that is unrealistic. And in fact, what is intuitive, what is human, is to really emote, to come from that emotional place. And so much of singing for me especially is tapping into that emotional place. So it's not even about technique. I never had formal training as a singer, you know. Right. So yeah. I think for us, it's, you talk about being a conduit. It really is about, like a good method actor, opening up and plugging into those things that are the triggers. And then from there, that's where the beauty comes. And that's what people really connect to, I think.
Yeah, I you're right. I have to keep my heart open, too. And that means learning and reading. I mean, I just read the Chronicles of Narnia for the 10th time, and I just went, holy cow, there's some stuff in here,
right?
You know, that I didn't see.
Yeah.
And that connects my heart. That connects.
Absolutely.
You know, there's things, and you learn, and then once you, it all goes in there, and then it sits there for a while. But eventually, it comes out with a song like The Great Unknown, which is a song where I'm searching for a power greater than myself,
yeah,
something that can connect me.
Yep.
you know, take my soul to a higher being is the first line in the song.
You know what I hear in both of you, the idea that you really have no choice in this matter when it comes to should I pursue this, because it's pursuing you. It's whether the way it sounds, and that strikes me as different than, let's say, somebody who says, man, I just want to get out there and be an entertainer. I want to make a lot of money. I want to be famous, and I'm going to sign those contracts, and here we go. And from my humble point of view, that has dominated the commercial, if it's fair to say, the commercialization of music in the last, 75 years, even maybe longer. But certainly record companies, looking at guys like you, didn't talk about helping you discover your inner voice or celebrate your art. You know, they looked at selling records, man, and what has happened, I think, and I want you to speak to this, the internet has made it possible for any of us to do what we do and have audience that we would not have otherwise. And I mean, not to get us pulled down that path, but
it certainly has leveled the playing field.
It has, and it means that you guys get to do what you do, trying to connect, and then thereby connect with an audience that wants to connect with you,
right,
in that music. And them discovering, I have a voice too. Maybe I can't sing just like Drew, and I don't need to,
right,
but I can sing just like me, and I can sing those lyrics right along with him. And these are people that are across the world from you.
I can sing just like me. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that, Soren, when you find yourself looking back, here you are in your early 30s and you've been at this for a while, was there a point at which early on that you said, I am a musician and this is my career? Or did it just sort of happen to you? Talk about that.
I think there was, that feeling of, this is what I want to do. This is what I feel compelled to do. And then in that investigation of the why, it sort of came about that, okay, yes, this is who I am and this is what I can offer.
Huh.
And, with the advent of the internet, I look to a lot of role models of mine who were using that as the tool. People who were adapting with the technology and the change.
Yeah.
And based on that, I thought, okay, and I did my own research and found different resources that allowed for me to have digital distribution. And, since I do have the visual art element, being able to monetize that as well, where, the original pieces I was making, I was able to turn that into everything from leggings to... Mm.
So you have a store on your website where you can actually sell product.
And it's great because,
that's cool.
Over the last few years, what I've been able to do is really diversify. And I think that's a huge part of the conversation for anybody looking to be a creative is how you can take your thing and monetize that. Not because you're trying to, quote unquote, sell out, which is something I really don't believe in.
Yeah.
But rather, how can you, sustain and survive as a creative in this new climate?
What does it mean to sell out, Drew? Is that a relevant idea?
I think just lose your... I don't know if it's losing your dream, but you lose your vision. You lose... you settle for something. I worked for the state to help my kids for a while, and every footstep was telling me, you don't want to do this.
Mm.
Every echo, and they were big halls, so it echoed quite a bit. And every echo, and by circumstances, I'm no longer there, and this is all I'm doing, and I'm very, very pleased. But it was like a resurgence.
Mm.
Or a reawakening or something, because it took 6 months for me to go out And I don't know if it was finding my confidence, but I think it was just finding myself in my art.
Yeah.
And then I get little signposts along the way, and one of them is Peter Gabriel. He has always been a visual artist. He is on his stage show. It tells, he's trying to teach you something. I watched him come out and sing Biko, and I saw him live, and then I saw the video, and he came out and he started singing, and when he got done, he goes, "It's up to you now," and he walks off stage. And if you're really a thinking person, you're going, "Do I want someone? Do I want that violence that happened to ever happen again?" And it is up to me. Mm. So he teaches, and I think part of my art is teach, yeah, is teaching without, you know, the people are there to have a good time, and I understand yep. that, and yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's okay. But at the same time, there's a John Keats under there who, you know, who really, you visualize, you get it in your head, this is who I am, and boy, it drives you. I don't think I sing because I can. I sing because I have to. I think the other, you know, it's like a faucet, you know, the other things that are for normal people, it's yeah. turned, those things are on and they get to vent mm-hmm. and they get all this stuff at me. It comes out art. It comes music. Out in the music.
Yeah.
So it's a one
faucet. That's the outlet, yeah.
Talking
yeah.
with Drew Tillman here at Sorn. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. You've got ABC News coming up here at the top of the hour. Stay with me. We've got lots of music, lots of conversation on up ahead.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back, and we're talking with Sorn, talking with Drew Tillman about music and art, the creative process, some of the frustrations, some of the pains, some of the joys of pursuing such a career in this time. Now, the two of you are not in the same age group. I mean, Drew, you're a bit older, and mm-hmm. you've come through a time earlier on when the industry was still pretty tough in terms of breaking in.
Yeah.
You know, Sorn, you come at it at a time when the internet has come to a point of maturity that it gives you access. We talked a little bit about how that has changed. You said level the playing field, right? What I'd like to do here is have you each talk a little bit about where you're at currently in your creative interests. You know, what are the things that really have you moving? And I know you've got music to share with us, each of you. Let's start with Drew. We've got this song called Cry Yourself a River, right?
Right.
So I want to hear that song. Tell us about the origins of that.
Well, again, it's so we talked about that faucet, you know, that comes on and off for an artist. And I all my friends were going to psychiatrists and psychologists, and they were just losing it right and left and just lost. And I said, you know, sometimes I go into my studio and I sit there and I lose it. I weep. I cry. And I said, you know, and then that let me, like, well, cry yourself a river. In other words, cry whether the circumstances are good or bad. If you cry, that's a release.
Yeah.
And it gets, so I wrote this song kind of as a joke, kind of as a, but it, there's truth in it.
Yeah.
You know, that cool. That's why I wrote so.
I also like the idea that you're crying yourself a river by which you can get somewhere. You know, the Egyptians had these professional mourners called Rudali, and they would bottle their tears and put them in the sarcophagus for the afterlife as a way for the pharaoh to have safe passage. Huh. And I love the idea of channeling suffering, right? We're talking about therapy. You're taking all of that stuff and you're imbuing the work with that, which then that's catharsis, that's therapy right there. Yeah. You know,
fantastic. Cry yourself a river means for you, Drew, that's the release of the channeling of. And Morgan, you're saying, okay, so that means we've got an opportunity to travel here somehow. We move from one point to another. In that movement, that transition, is there more than just finding release? Is there, for you, Drew, is it about finding understanding or meaning or explanation, or does any of that really matter?
I'm not trying to preach, definitely not. You know, but I'm trying to say, if you stay true to your emotions and let them out, that you're going to find release, that you're going to travel somewhere, you just like you said, and that you're going to go somewhere and you're going to be, and you don't need to use artificial means to do it. So, and they don't work anyway.
Right.
In fact, you know, I'm of the opinion that they almost never work unless you have that true to yourself.
Yeah. Right.
First to thine own self be true.
Which is almost an antithesis right there, because the music industry, if nothing else, has been known for drugs, you know, and sex and rock and roll kind of
attitude.
Well,
I think that's the whole thing, right? At the last 100 years, and this is my own opinion, or perhaps just a knee-jerk opinion, is that we have been conditioned to give away our power to prescription drugs, to therapy, to religion, to government, you know, to people that are, we're in relationships with. We give that power away every day. And I think what we're speaking to here is an idea that we're in an age when it's time to take that back a little bit, you know, own our ability to self-soothe, right?
Yeah, they told us that there were 9 planets in the song, I say, and now there's only 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're learning.
Yeah,
we're learning, and I think you're absolutely right that all of a sudden, you know, preconceived ideas may not be so good.
Right. Let's take a listen. We've got Drew Tillman here. Cry Yourself a River.
Sound, but I don't quite deliver. I said, cry, cry, cry. misery.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. You know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Merry Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Merry Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard you're out on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at merrymaids.com.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
You know, we're talking today about music, art, creative process. Drew Tillman with us and Sorn. Both of you have spent a fair amount of time touring in your careers. Now, Drew, your touring activities have taken on a direction that ties in with the fact that Tallahassee is your home and you have family here and such. Sorn, you're out there in L.A., so a lot of your touring time is spent more West Coast and such. And I think you've just come, or you're going to be at South By. You've just come out for the Okeechobee Music Festival. And then I know you've got a few dates going up the West Coast, Seattle, mm-hmm. And then a trip in the summertime going over to Ireland. So it makes me wonder, when you think about the music, and you mentioned this earlier, culture, right? Where we are as a culture. What do you observe about the people that are coming out for these festivals?
I think most of it is everybody is seeking, you know. You see people...
They're not just trying to be entertained.
Well, you get that too, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially with these music festivals. Uh-huh. Take, for example, the Okeechobee Music Festival. I think it's the first of its kind in Florida. You know, in the West Coast for the last 15, 20 years, they've been doing these Burning Man-style music art gatherings. Uh-huh. People coming together, having their trip, whatever that is, using drugs or not, creating this reality for themselves. And so this was the first of its kind here. They brought in some folks from the West Coast. They
brought
me.
Robert Plant was there.
They booked people like Robert Plant, Kendrick Lamar, Hall & Oates, and more to really try to draw in that crowd. So you have a mix. You've got people that are your weekend warriors that, you know, they come in for the main thing and then they leave. And then you have people that are a bit more into the experience of a different way. But I think the underlying theme there is it's everybody is searching, you know, for something. So, you know, in terms of the culture as a whole, what I've found in the last few years, and I'm just going to speak about what I do, because what I do is so intensive, you know, there's a lot of thought-provoking and challenging stuff happening. It's gone from me being openly mocked in clubs, you know, 10 years ago, to now people saying to me, you're the key to the future of music. So I think that the shift that's happening is people are becoming more open. They're really saying, okay, I've had my bubble gum, I've had the the fast food, i.e., you know, EDM. I'm kind of interested in something a little bit more nutrient dense now.
Substantial.
Well, and as an artist, I feel like part of the conversation of the why is, okay, what can I add to the conversation of music? How can I advance this as opposed to just echoing what somebody else is already saying, you know? And so it was that thing of paralleling music to food and saying, okay, the musical diet as it stands right now has a lot of brown stuff on the plate. We got fries, we got, you know, burger, we got some chocolate, we got, you know, to me it seemed like in terms of the pop world, there's a lot of that instant gratification stuff, but leaves you hungry ultimately,
having a lot of undernourished,
right? Right. So with that being said, it was like, okay, well, I feel like the best use of my being and the things that I've been gifted with would be to create something that has a bit more substance to it. Spending the time to develop allegory and symbol and poetry and music that gave listeners the opportunity to dig deeper. And like you said, Drew, not preaching, but provoking, inviting. You know, just saying, hey, what about this? You know?
Yeah.
And
you just come off of this festival, the Okeechobee Music Festival. We have a song that you performed at that festival. Talk about its origins for you.
So what I've been working on since I was about 16 years old is an opera called House of Stone. This opera is a story about five brothers and sisters, and it began with some musical motifs and visuals. You know, the aspiration to create a graphic novel that was a companion to this album and live performance. One of the pieces that I was working on for the last 8 years is this piece, Oh My God, which is this. It's a song from the perspective of the youngest daughter.
Of these five siblings.
She's the youngest child. And she's returning home with this heart of forgiveness for her father. The father is this character that is not present throughout the story, but only so through the memory of his children. So at the top of the narrative, he's killed. And the whole story is them sifting through the past, coming to some sort of personal resolution as they, you know, move forward. And there are over 80 pieces of music that pertain to this story, and I've been releasing them over the years. So anyway, long story longer, Oh My God is the piece that will open the fourth chapter of music I'm about to release this year. And I felt compelled to finish it and send it along to the fiance of my uncle, who last year was struggling with cancer. So I had this feeling, finish the piece, send it to her so he can hear it. The following morning after sending it, she texts me saying he passed listening to this song. Wow. And it really touched me because I thought, what a beautiful way to be present with him in that moment of passing. The song itself is about release, about some of the things we've been talking about. You know, this character letting go of the restraints, the bondage that she found herself in, the oppression, and embracing and reclaiming her personal power, using her tears to sing her song. And so the whole piece is written using a single wine glass where I'm using water, sort of like the glass harmonica that Ben Franklin invented. You ever see this thing? Beautiful instrument. But that sound was something that I always really responded to the sound of glass and the that wave, that resonant wave. Mm. Anyway, that's this piece, and it's to be released. It's on a forthcoming album.
We're going to get a sneak peek when we come back right after this break. We'll have Oh My God with Soren. Stay with me.
I take care of the whole person, interweaved throughout our office visits, if we're talking about a general medical office visit.
Right, right.
I'm counseling patients on how to structure their life.
Dr. Mignon talking about helping you maintain your health.
If you're overdoing things and patients walk in and say, oh my gosh, I feel so stressed out, or even young people, a 16-year-old could feel stressed out. And what does that really mean? I mean, people throw that term around, but I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't have any time for myself. I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping well. I'm exhausted when I wake up in the morning. Well, what are we going to do? So to help people adjust their mind or their thinking or their perception and their plan to change that.
Your family, your health, your doctor. Dr. Mignon with Health and Wellness Centers of North Florida. Call or click 850-656-2006 or TallahasseeHealthandWellness.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Thank you.
So we're back and we're talking with Drew Tillman and Soren. It seems to me the music that you are creating, have created, and are creating.
It's funny you say
it's dynamic.
I was just thinking about another song we're not going to play, but it's called I Won't Give Up. And somebody came up and said, well, what the heck?
Yeah.
And I said, well, the song is about struggling inside yourself. It has nothing to do with outside yourself, because it's the inside will make you move.
Yeah.
And everything. But that entity, that's the great unknown, which I guess that's the next song.
Well, we're going to do that. I'm going to take a moment here. We want to listen to one of Soren's compositions. Eloy, Eloy is the song. You want to say anything about this real quick?
It's another piece from House of Stone. It's from the perspective of the youngest brother.
Okay.
And it's a story of his crying for unconditional love.
Mm.
I also wanted to speak to the Tallahassee scene too, if there's time.
Let's do that. Let's take this song, and then I want you to talk about the local. Can we do that? So this is Eloy Eloy, Soren.
Do you remember how I ran away from home to find? In spite of all the tears I
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Radio Land. This is blues guitarist Jerry Thigpen. Don't you move, because this is Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Drew Tillman, who, by the way, has this neat little 911 reunion tour coming up in August. That's a few months away, but might as well just throw down right now and talk about that. And those of you who've known Drew over the years, love his music, now operating with this group called Mr. Perfect, which I love, because you are, in fact, Mr. Perfect. We all know that. We've known that for a long time. It's your kids that don't see that yet, but they will. They'll come to realize, yeah, gosh, Dad really is perfect. So, and I speak with authority on that topic, because my four have all come to realize he is flawless.
Infallible.
He's just absolutely, yeah,
all
wow.
Powerful.
Wow, all powerful. I am
pure
the
as the driven snow.
Yes, yes.
So, okay, enough of that. The fact is, the local scene, and you spoke to this a little earlier, and you know, when you think about that, oh, we've had this conversation before too. A lot of the local club, as they're sometimes referred to, owners, club owners. I mean, they're not clubs. Most of these places are just, you know, selling beer and booze and such. And that was really the vibe. You know, it was like, I need people who will get a lot of attention, bring a lot of people in here to buy liquor, and that's my business. You know, that's what I do. I hope that's changing. Drew, do you think so? Do we have a shot at actually cultivating? I mean, Bradfordville Blues Club certainly has helped.
I don't know
helped,
if it's changing, but I mean, you know, I play in hotels now sometimes.
Huh.
I mean, sometimes. I still do what I do.
Yeah.
And it actually seems to work. I guess it's just from a brass tacks, it's the choice of songs at your pace as you go through the night. If you're doing original music, you have to sell it at the moment to them. But I don't think like that. It's more find the world. When you're singing your own music, find the world, you know, that you're in, and that will sell, hopefully. And if it doesn't, it's okay. I've been doing it long enough to know that if an audience doesn't respond, it's not my fault and it's not their fault.
Right.
They're somewhere else.
We've got a song here, Drew Tillman, Great Unknown. Talk about that a little bit. What is this all about?
Well, it's a song that came all at once. Very rarely do I sit down and just, it's done. Sometimes I have to really work to bring it out. But this song came all at once. And I wrote it very late at night, sitting on the edge of my bed.
Wow.
And my wife was asleep, and I was playing on this little guitar, electric guitar, you know, just playing. I finished the song, went to sleep, and I didn't really think anything of it. And then I got up in the morning, the first thing, my wife read the lyrics and said, "Do you have music to this?" And I said, "Yeah, I wrote some things." So I sang, and she said, "Don't do anything."
Just
and
like,
I said, "Okay."
Yeah.
And then I started realizing that it was a part of my brain or something was going on, because I tapped into something that I had never really. Wow. It kind of wrote itself.
Very cool. We're going to close the show with this song, folks. Thanks for being with me today. It's such a pleasure to have these two accomplished artists. The Tallahassee music scene is alive and well, and these two guys are a big reason for that. We'll close the show with Great Unknown, Drew Tillman, coming up here. You join me again next Saturday. We'll be looking for you right here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
you over.
Tallahassee Family Magazine is a magazine for real families who care about what's really important. Our children, our homes, our environment, our town, Tallahassee. Recognized nationally as one of the best places to raise a family, Tallahassee is full of great people with great stories to tell. And we tell them, with captivating photos and intriguing articles that will plug you into the places, the activities, the innovations, and the fun that is the new Tallahassee. Tallahassee Family Magazine brings you reliable information on child rearing, schools and neighborhoods, travel and recreation, festivals, and charitable events. All the things that make Tallahassee such a cool place where families can grow. It's all here, and it's all for your family. Tallahassee Family Magazine. Look for it at your local grocery store or newsstand, or subscribe online at TallahasseeFamilyMagazine.com.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.